Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More and more drivers are going electric, with EV sales expected to hit 5.6 million this year. The number accounts for 20% of total sales for several of the top European automakers, including Volvo and Daimler. And it's almost triple the number sold just 3 years ago. Kyle, let's talk about some of the key factors behind the jump. What do you think they are?
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. Namely, in China and Europe, there's huge incentives and regulatory pressure for drivers to go electric, and for automakers to go electric as well and roll out more options. And that's a big part of it as well. You know, we make a lot in the auto industry about what consumers buy, but ultimately consumers buy what they're given to buy. There's a lot of choice that is directed by the automakers. So you're seeing, especially in America now, a lot more options of EVs. So that's kind of driving the market as well.
Do people buy EVs more out of a sense of saving the environment, or is it more about, you know, gas is five something a gallon?
A little bit of both, as far as we can tell. And then there's a third factor. These things are really fun to drive. There's a performance element to them that isn't lost on a lot of consumers. They're quick, they're fast, they're kind of zippy. So that's sort of a third element they hit on. So a little bit of all those three things. What's interesting is how the car companies talk about them. Some really earnestly play the green card, and some really play the performance card. And then the safe spot in the middle is just to talk about them as the future, which they kind of are.
That's really interesting. People who perhaps are willing to go electric but haven't yet, what's stopping some of us from pulling the trigger?
These cars depreciate very quickly now. That won't always be the case, but I think that gives people some pause that, you know, in 3 years, this car's not going to be worth anything to trade in or to resell. They kind of depreciate like smartphones, honestly. I think that's giving some people pause. You know, some people just aren't comfortable with the technology yet. And then there's the question of charging infrastructure. Where am I going to charge? Can I do it at work? Do I do it at home? Do I have to do it at the grocery store? If I go on a long trip, will there be a place for me to fuel up? Which, if you talk to charging networks, increasingly that's not a problem. And the range on these vehicles is getting quite high. So most people that buy an EV don't have a problem with that. They're pleasantly surprised.
Do we have numbers that show the percentage of people who lease an electric vehicle versus buy?
I haven't seen those. I think a lot of car companies are reluctant to break it down on that level. Generally, lease is 25 or so percent of the car market in general. I bet it's higher.
Right. I mean, if you're worried about it, not appreciating or depreciating an awful lot, leasing makes sense, right?
Yeah, and that's certainly the case with luxury vehicles. Like, higher priced vehicles tend to be leased in higher share.
What's it going to take for us to be an all, you know, or majority EV nation?
It'll be some time, but the curve is steeper earlier than anyone really thought. The other thing to consider, though, is the average car is on the road for 11 years in this country. So even once all the purchases are electric, there's still a lot of the fleet that will be gas-powered. But it's almost 8% of the global car market. And granted, that's driven by China and Europe, but change is happening very quickly and quicker than a lot of analysts expected.
Interesting. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's Bloomberg News reporter Kyle Stock. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. For more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.